The murder of Rachel Corrie reveals a deep and disturbing tie between fact and symbol. Inbred with a feeling for her fellow man from childhood, Rachel Corrie in her early 20s set off for Israel in the spring of 2003, an idealistic young American girl full of compassion for her fellow man. 2 days before being crushed by a bulldozer on March 16, 2003, Rachel spoke from the Rafah refugee camp, where she was murdered in the Gaza Strip. Her last words, "My back is broken."
Children have been shot. The Israeli military bulldozed the two largest water wells. I feel like what I'm witnessing here is a very systematic destruction of people's ability to survive.
Trying to prevent Israel's demolition of the home of a Palestinian pharmacist and his family in the Gaza Strip, Rachel was felled by an Israeli armored bulldozer. But it was a made in America Caterpillar D9 bulldozer. The Israelis call it Adobe, that mowed Rachel down into the dust of Zionist aggression. And the Corries have been seeking justice ever since Rachel's murder, in spite of attempts by Jewish lobby groups like the Anti-Defamation League to discredit the Corrie family by linking them with terrorist organizations. In 2005, the Corries got their first taste of American justice when they filed suit against Caterpillar for aiding and abetting Israeli war crimes, arguing that Caterpillar knew full well that Israel intended to use the bulldozers to demolish homes in occupied Palestinian territory, a violation of international law. The court ruled that the suit intruded upon U.S. foreign policy, and the case was dismissed. The Corries then brought their case before another Zionist tribunal, this time in Israel. And on August 28, 2012, an Israeli court ruled that the bulldozer operator and his military commander seated next to him were innocent of murder, but that Rachel was guilty, quote, responsible for her own death. Rachel Corrie's mother called the verdict a bad day for human rights.
I believe that this was a bad day, not only for our family, but a bad day for human rights, for the rule of law, and also for the country of Israel.
And the Corries can't even get justice from their own U.S. State Department. You see, Jewish State Department spokesman Victoria Nuland, Nudelman is her original surname, refuses to denounce the Israeli verdict that cleared two foreign soldiers but condemned an unarmed U.S. civilian. These are the facts on the ground, but the symbols tell a deeper story. Fact: a young American girl is found guilty of her own murder and can't get justice from her own country. Symbol: America is slave to a higher power, international Jewry, and the Zionist agenda it represents. Fact: a made in America Caterpillar bulldozer was the instrument of Rachel Corrie's murder. Symbol: America is complicit in the death of human outrage in the face of Zionist evil. And if Rachel Corrie symbolizes virtue and her murderer's Zionist aggression, then our once Christian informed nation has been bulldozed and buried by a foreign power, commandeered by Jewish hegemony and its agents here at home. Bottom line, the death of Rachel Corrie brings the highly touted battle of good against evil in America through a maze of strange and twisted turns. For what's good for the goose, the Jews, has become good for America, but evil for the gander. It's an evil sinking and spreading beneath your wisdom like a stone.